Command Mobile.
4RSM, KO4RMM. Mobile, how are you, sir?
Confusing. But yeah, I'm good. Changed the radios out in my vehicle. I know before, as of late, I hadn't been able to pick up this receiver or this repeater mobile. So just checking to see if it's any better with this radio.
I don't recall your last radio, but for what it's worth, you're sounding pretty clear right now. I'm over on the east side, Hudson and Devonshire. My name is Kurt, by the way. You're coming in loud and clear.
Name here is Andrew. I'm down in Anderson, but I worked in Greenville County for a long time, so I know exactly where you're at. Yeah, I've always got into it good. I just, it seemed like kind of towards late last year, all of a sudden the receive just dropped out on me, and it's still a little crackly, but it seems to be doing a little bit better.
Ed, no complaints at all. You know, I think there's a little bit of static on just about everybody, but I understand you very, very clearly. So I'll be headed down to Anderson, actually, later this afternoon. I do some volunteer work for a lady who's running for state office.
Gotcha. Yeah, I used to work for the sheriff's office up there and left there about June of last year, I think it was.
Yeah, this lady's running for state attorney general. She's doing a dinner event in Anderson tonight between 5 and 6.
I may be familiar.
Warren Martell.
It dropped out on my end for some reason.
Is Lauren Martell. Mike Alpha Romeo Tango Echo Lima.
I don't know who that is, though. All right, well, wish her the best of luck.
Yeah, copy that. You can go to martell4ag.com.
From the Anderson area. I know where that is, but I don't think that's anywhere I've ever been.
Between Charleston and Savannah, I can't say I've really spent any appreciable time there. I barely know where it's at, but she's a really neat lady, and she's definitely earned my vote. I'm happy to volunteer my time to help her with her campaign.
Yeah, glad to see I'm actually doing well. I must have been on the radio before I had an FTM 300. Like I say, this was my radio originally in here. It's an ICOM 2730. And I moved it into the house and got an Yaesu FTM 300. But I'm thoroughly disappointed with that radio, so I put this one back in here and moved the 300 into the house.
You and I are talking on the same piece of equipment. I do have an ICOM 2730A here in my Honda.
It has become one of my favorite radios ever. It's got a quick scan. It's got memory banks, neither of which my FTM 300 have.
Change it for me. I KO4NUE installed it for me, being the great guy that he is, and it's totally changed the way I look at getting the car and running errands. Now I'm looking forward to it and asking my wife if there's any errands she wants me to run so I can talk on the radio.
The only thing I liked about the Yaesu that I don't about this is that the Yaesu had APRS. But I tactically acquired a 2-meter only radio that has a data port. So I just am running a 2-meter only dedicated APRS radio now, so I got 2 separate radios, which isn't a big deal. Just stashed it under the seat and don't know it's there, but I was glad to get both banks back and my memory banks and be able to scan, kind of listen up a little bit better when I'm riding, because I'm like you, I do a good bit of driving, and I don't like having a good radio.
Understand completely. Well, listen, apologies, I hate to cut it short, but I've pulled into my driveway now, and I'm going to have to be 73. The lights give me the evil eye right now.
I'm your acquaintance, I'll say 73s as well, and I'll be clear on your final.
RMM, 73 and clear.